What are your thoughts about the way Oncotype was developed? Is that the ideal model of how this should be done? Were there flaws in it that, you know, could have been done better?
Well, in order to determine the prognostic utility of a test, the ideal population would be a uniformly treated population, whether that uniformly treated population be no treatment or endocrine treatment or chemotherapy treatment. If your prognostic marker is good and it's robust, it shouldn't matter. And if there's no interaction between that marker and the treatment, it shouldn't matter. You could evaluate mixed populations, which is what was done with the MammaPrint. But in order to develop a marker that has a predictive utility and to validate that predictive utility, you really need to test it in two divergent populations that are getting different treatments to determine whether or not the presence or absence of that marker predicts the benefit from the intervention.
I think for the Oncotype's development as a prognostic tool for women with node-negative, ER-positive breast cancer receiving tamoxifen, in most ways it was a terrific model. And I think there were three keys to the development to me that were important. And one was it was focused. It was focused on a therapeutic decision situation, and the patients that were studied were the relevant patients. Node-negative, ER-positive, receiving tamoxifen, and these patients in a clinical trial, right away that distinguishes it from sort of the mass of prognostic factor studies, and I think a lot of its success was due to that. The second, I think, key feature was the feature of separating development from validation. It was a multi-step phase in which they started with a bunch of genes, they reduced it to a smaller number of genes, developed an assay for that number of genes, and validated it separately from the data used for selecting the genes and developing the prognostic index. That was the second key. So they separated development from validation. And the third key, I think, was that they did sort of extensive technical validation of the assay. They wound up with an assay that seems to be quite robust.